Hi, good morning. I'm gonna share some results that we have from a bunch of experiments that we did on Bougainvillea afterglow. So just a little background about the plant. If you haven't seen Bougainvillea before you came to Hawaii, you'll see it everywhere here. It's a very widely used tropical landscape plant, primarily because of the color when it is in bloom, and used very much in urban landscapes because it's tolerant of a lot of environmental factors that are associated with urban landscapes, for example, soil compaction and pollution, et cetera. Now, as a landscape manager or a park manager, I would plant Bougainvillea for its mass flowering effect. But where I'm from, which is Singapore, we have an equatorial rainforest climate where we don't have variation in day length, and we don't have a significant wet or dry season. So this desired effect of mass flowering of Bougainvillea doesn't occur very often and is very unpredictable. So from preliminary experiments, we found that, this is just an example of what the reality is on the ground rather than the ideal, which was what we looked at before. So even within a single sort of small area where you would expect that there would be not much variation in the microclimate, you can get rather sporadic flowering responses. Likewise, this is in Singapore on an expressway where you see that there are patches of inflorescences primarily where the shade from the canopy above is less thick, and the shrubs that are closer to the base of the tree are not in bloom. So if the usual factors that trigger flowering are not in play, then what explains this erratic behavior is what we were trying to find out. So we know from earlier experiments that this particular cultivar of Bougainvillea is primarily a facultative short day plant that flowers best when the day lengths are about 8 to 10 hours. And so without that factor coming into play, when you have a tropical environment where the day length is 12 hours throughout the year, what other environmental factors would trigger flowering? We looked in the literature, and there are some indications that certain growth regulators might have an effect on Bougainvillea, and those two are abscisic acid and ethylene. So application of ethaphone was found to improve flowering, but not under non-inductive photoperiods. Or the experiments, the research that was conducted was not under these non-inductive photoperiods. So that's what we want to find out. If application of those growth regulators under long day when the plants don't flower, will that actually make a difference? So leading into this experiment, we had already done some analysis on the endogenous abscisic acid content of plants that were grown under varying levels of drought stress, which is one of the industry methods of inducing flowering. And we found that there was not a significant effect of droughts of drought stress on flowering under long day photo periods. So we looked into application of ABA as well as ethaphone. And during those earlier experiments, one thing we did notice when we were doing a rate study of ethaphone was that the photoperiod and application rates had an interaction effect. So you either end up with plants that grow vegetatively a lot and have longer shoots but no flowers, or relatively compact plants that have inflorescences. So because of that, we inferred that there may be some indication that the quantity of gibberellins in the plants might have been affected by these applications of growth regulators. So for this particular experiment, it was conducted under long days, which was supplementary lighting by LED lights, which extended the photoperiod to 14 hours, which was known from previous experiments to suppress flowering. And there were six rates of the ABA, which was a protone from Valid Biosciences, and five rates of ethaphone, which is Florel. So for tissue analysis, we harvested growing leaves for the gibberellin analysis, and then we harvested the mature leaves for the abscisic acid analysis. Now, this was the earlier experiment that I was talking about between the short day and long day. At those rates that you see, 75, 150, and 300 ppm, I summarized the table with only those three rates because the other higher application rates were detrimental to the plants and basically cause defoliation or death, and so I excluded those. There was an effect under short day, but neither of those growth regulators did anything under long days. So the next experiment that we did was basically to repeat the 14-hour long day period. So as I was saying, photoperiod did not have an interaction effect with ethaphone application on the relative growth of this bougainvillea. So in terms of the size of the plant, it did not have an impact either way. But it did have an interaction effect with the rate of ABA application. Under short days, an increase in ABA application actually caused the plants to grow longer shoots, but did not encourage flowering. Whereas under long days, increasing the rate of ABA application did not change the rate at which the plants grew. So we measured the endogenous ABA levels under both short day and long day. These were the controls. So no growth regulators applied under short day and long day as the baseline. And we found that under short day, there was an increase in endogenous ABA levels after the photoperiod was imposed. So all the plants were grown under 14 hours photoperiod, but the short day treatment was conducted by covering the plants to limit the amount of light to 8 hours. And so over a week of that, the commencement of that short day photoperiod treatment, the ABA levels in the plants actually increased. So now, looking at the number of inflorescences, which is what we're concerned about, under ethaphone application rates, on the left, that's the number of inflorescences, and on the right, that's the rate of change of gibberellins. So we found that as long as the amount of gibberellin in the shoots decreased between the time of application of ethaphone to the time of harvest, which was 30 days, that if there was a negative change, meaning a decrease in the endogenous gibberellin, there was a flowering response at the end of 30 days. If there was a positive change in the GA levels, then there were no significant inflorescences. And for the ABA application, there wasn't any significant change in both the endogenous gibberellin as well as the number of inflorescences. So based on the model of Arabidopsis and the GA pathway for phytochrome interaction, it is known that an increase in gibberellin would cause the release of the inhibitory effect of the Della proteins and allow the gene transcription to occur, resulting in the physiological responses to, for example, shade. And likewise for the interaction between gibberellin and ethylene, because we applied ethylene, the GA pathway is again thought to suppress, to encourage flowering through the ethylene interaction with GA is thought to encourage flowering by increasing gibberellin. So we compared the results that we saw in Bougainvillea, which is a short day plant, and realized that all of these things seem to indicate that the application of ethylene to Bougainvillea does change the amount of gibberellin in the plant, but it does not increase it. It actually works as a GA inhibitor, which in turn appears to lead to flowering, even though previous studies of application of things like paclobutrazol, which are GA inhibitors, did not encourage flowering of Bougainvillea. So it's still kind of a mystery as to how this plant application of ethylene, of ethaphone, encourages flowering. Possibly due to the harvesting process of tissue removal for repeated analysis over the experimental period, we did cause a change in the amount of endogenous hormones in the plant, and therefore that might have confounded the results. So moving forward, I think it would be interesting to look at what gibberellin and ABA interactions are across the photo periods, because for this experiment we only looked at long days inhibitory photo period and not under the short days when they're likely to flower. And finally, I also would say that for a landscape application, these are all containerized greenhouse experiments under controlled environments, so we don't know if, from a practical point of view, for Bougainvillea that's already planted in the landscape, whether or not application of plant hormones or growth regulators would have any effect on flowering. With that, I thank you.